This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3, and welcome to another edition of Charlottesville Insights. And on this show, we like to talk about real estate and Central Virginia. We also will touch on what's going on with real estate nationally, but really want to talk about what's happening right here at home in Central Virginia. Make sure you check us out on the web. We have a fan page on Facebook, Charlottesville Insights. And on that fan page, we have podcasts of our previous shows, videos, and tons of useful real estate information. And today's show is brought to you in part by our good friends over at Movement Mortgage. It's a great time to get a loan, and you can check out their website at movementmortgage.com. Today is another big day in the real estate world, being Sunday in the early summer market, and there's lots of homes that are open today. You can get your real estate fix several different ways with Real Estate 3. You can check out the daily progress today. We have a full-page ad with pictures and directions to all of our open houses, and there's a ton going on today. You can also check out realestate3.com. We've got all the open house information. You can search the entire MLS through our realestate3.com webpage. And now you can also get your real estate fix while sitting on the couch and watching Real Estate 3 TV, which airs every Sunday at 7 and 10 in the morning, and then also at 11:30 in the evening, and that's on Fox, ABC, and CBS. Also, if you get a chance, follow me on Twitter. At Jeff Gaffney is my Twitter handle, and I'm sending out tweets on this rapidly recovering real estate market, sending it out every day. Today on the show, we have our good friend Peter Thompson, who is the executive director of the Senior Center in Charlottesville. And we're going to check in with him with what's going on with the Senior Center and find out about some of their big future plans. But before we talk with Peter, I want to talk a little bit about what came out in the news this week. There's some interesting articles, and these are all posted on my Twitter page. The first one I want to touch on, CNN Money had an article that said, "Home sizes are growing again, and that McMansions are making a comeback." And as you dig into this article, what we're seeing is that with the improved economy, buyers are starting to demand bigger homes again. And then there's a paragraph in there that goes into this concept. I'm actually going to lob this at Peter Thompson and see what he thinks after we take the break. It says, "Many families have now doubled up with three generations or more living under one roof, and that is starting to spur the demand for larger housing." So more on that after the break. I also wanted to mention that home prices soared to the largest gain in 7 years last month. This is the highest price gain since February of 2006, and that's according to the housing data from CoreLogic.com. And they also said that they expect this trend to continue. Lastly, there's an article on millennials are fueling the new home building uptick. The millennials would be that generation that would be from age 17 to about 35. And on this article, it talked about what the desired features of millennials are. Now, I was interested to see that energy efficiency was the number one feature for millennials. And what they mentioned in this article is that there are now apps for your smartphone where you can control the energy in your house. You can control the electric, the lights, everything from your smartphone no matter where you are. I thought that was interesting. Also, the millennials are interested in one-floor living. Part of that is they're used to living in apartments, and they like that style. Lastly, for the millennial homes, the millennial generation, they're very, very interested in community, walkability, and local infrastructure and technology, and media and game rooms are a must for the millennial generation. I also want to mention, lastly, is that there is an article on there that you can read. It says, farewell to 3% mortgage rates. Mortgage rates are on the rise. This is Charlottesville Insights. Jeff Gaffney, your host. We're going to take a break and come right back with Peter Thompson from the Senior Center.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens, Real Estate 329 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights. This is the best real estate market that we've seen in Central Virginia for 5 years.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
This is really the first time that I can say in a long time that it's really a great time for sellers, but it's also a great time for buyers. We're starting to see a lot more new construction sales in the market today, and we're expecting that to continue, and we're starting to see an increase in demand for that new inventory.
Visit realestate3.com.
Hello, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage. My clients receive first-class service each and every time, and our unique 7-day clear-to-close system allows for a quick and seamless transaction. Our realtor-centric partnership with Real Estate 3 allows for Movement Mortgage to set the standard for quality and efficiency on loan transactions in the Charlottesville area. Please give me a call at 434-987-6712, and it'll be my pleasure to assist you.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432-414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
We really have a family culture. Our agents enjoy coming to work every day. They love Central Virginia and giving back to the community. And what better way than to help somebody call Central Virginia home? Check out our new website, realestate3.com. We just relaunched it recently, and there's all kinds of videos and great content for you.
Visit realestate3.com. Realestate3.com.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and we have with us today Peter Thompson, who's the executive director of the Senior Center in Charlottesville. And Peter, before I ask you any questions, I have to tell you, you look like $1 million. Fitness-wise, what have you been doing, man?
I picked up running a couple years ago. As I approached 50, I decided it was time to walk the walk, or in my course, run the run a little bit more of talking the talk of the Senior Center, which is all about people age 50 and better trying new things, living healthy, meeting new friends, testing your comfort zone, exploring your horizons, pushing yourself to new limits. And for me, running was that, and I've been running ever since, and went from not being able to run a half mile to being able to run half marathons in my first full marathon last year. And all thanks to the Charlottesville Track Club, Mark Lorenzoni, and all of our friends who are, it's one of the most incredible communities of friends and civic engagement, encouraging other people to continue to get healthy and stay healthy.
Let's stay with that for a second. In case any of our listeners are thinking about getting either into running or back into running, how do they get involved with the Charlottesville Track Club? Because some people just don't know.
Well, there are so many different ways. I mean, it's SevilleTrackClub.org, and their training programs, the half marathon and marathon training programs are starting up this summer. The women's 4-miler training program has started up for the Labor Day weekend race, and then the Charlottesville 10-miler training program starts usually in October for the race in March, and that's how I got started, was in the 10-miler training program. And they're incredibly inexpensive, like $30. It's all volunteer driven. The money just goes to help support the materials and whatnot. So it's a great way to get involved. Check it out. I can't speak highly enough about the Charlottesville Track Club.
Or if you wanted to go pay a visit, run on down to the Ragged Mountain Running Shop.
That's another great way to touch base to Lauren Zoni's pair and fee and kids and all their staff are a great way to get you started and getting you in the right pair of shoes and gear to go out and hit the trails or the pavement of Charlottesville Albemarle.
Well, you look great, my friend, and you've inspired me. Maybe I need to go hit the pavement a little bit, but I love to run as well, and this is a great, great town to do it in.
Absolutely.
All right, so talk to me about, for any of our listeners that don't know, set the stage for us. What is the Senior Center, and what does it do?
The Senior Center addresses one of the biggest issues our country and our Charlottesville-Albemarle community faces, aging. And we do it in a very holistic wellness way. We're kind of a teen center for the 50-plus set. It's not a residence. It's more of a community center. It's a place where people come for all the key ingredients to stay healthy and well so they can stay an asset for their community, for their family, for their neighbors and friends. So we provide those key ingredients. There's a lot of social wellness. We do a lot of fun and games. It's a lot more than that, but if it wasn't fun, what's the point? You know, we take travel from D.C. to trips to New York to trips around the world as a way for social engagement and lifelong learning. We have a lot of fun and games, just board games and whatnot. We have dances. We have concerts. We have luncheons. A big part of it is physical wellness. We have Tai Chi and yoga and line dancing and international folk dancing and ballroom dancing and whatnot at the center. And then offsite, we have groups that gather at the center and go out and walk the Penn Park trails to walking 10-mile hikes out in the Blue Ridge Mountains and the Appalachian Trail. We have water fitness at ACAC. We have fishing groups, golf groups, tennis groups, all kinds of things. It's not just a building, but it's a kind of a portal where people of like interest go out and find friends and like activities. Big part of it is intellectual wellness, very important to keeping the mind sharp. Part of that, of course, is keeping your physical body moving and pumping blood to your brain is one of the most important things, but also a lot of intellectual wellness. We have Socrates Cafe, which uses the Socratic method to have philosophical debates. We have a current affairs discussion group on Monday that after they listen to Joe in the morning, they come and talk about what's happening in the community and in the world, and they're not doing a great job solving the problems of our community and our world, but they sure talk about them a lot. Book discussion groups and things like that. And then a big part of what we do is what we call vocational wellness, our volunteer program. We match up volunteers of any age, but particular seniors with opportunities both in the Senior Center and throughout the community. So anybody can come and talk to Kimberly, our volunteer coordinator, and say, I want to volunteer. And she will talk about, you know, what do you want to do? Do you want to work full-time, part-time? Do you want to work with kids or horses or computers or the environment or what you may want to do? And if there's not an opportunity within the Senior Center, she can help match you up with opportunities at the Boys and Girls Club or the Rivanna Conservation Society or Monticello or Martha Jefferson or whatever it may be. So we're a one-stop shop for all the key ingredients for people age 50 and better to come and have opportunities to live a healthy, engaged life, try new things, and all the key things so they can continue to be an asset and not become a burden, continue to be interdependent with all generations in our community.
What an incredible asset for our community the Senior Center is, and one of our real estate offices is out at the Glenmore community, and we see folks from around the country that are thinking about retiring into this area, and I just imagine that the Senior Center would be such a great transition place for folks if they want to get integrated into the community. As you said, there you get it sounds to me like you can kind of walk in and start to figure out where they can get involved in the community.
Absolutely. We serve a lot of different niches, but in Charlottesville-Albemarle, our senior population is projected to grow from about 27,000 to about 56,000 people between the year 2000 and the year 2025. So we're smack in the middle of that doubling of the senior population. That's 30,000 more people, almost a whole other city of seniors coming into our community. Some of those are folks like me and you, Jeff, that are aging in place and happy to have moved here and plan to live here the rest of our lives. But a lot of them are those folks who choose to relocate to Charlottesville, either because they're coming back and had affiliation with UVA, maybe they have family here, but often it's just because they've heard Charlottesville-Albemarle is one of the world's greatest places to live at any age. And it's particularly a great place to age because of the Senior Center, world-class health care, et cetera. But then if you move into the community and you don't know anybody, or maybe you just know your daughter and your son-in-law and their kids, and they're all busy running their lives, how do you make access into a new community? And the Senior Center is a great way to be a portal for people to come in and start to make new friends, get involved in civic engagement and volunteering, figure out where I can use my wisdom and experience to make a difference in the community. You know, for people like me and you that have lived here ever since we came to college and refused to leave, and, you know, we're networked and we know how to get into things, a lot of people can be pretty intimidating. It's like they don't know how to reach out to the Shawlsville Free Clinic and figure out how they can help, or even if there is a free clinic, or where the YMCA may need help, or wherever it might be. And some people need that guidance and help. So we do a lot of different things and make a big impact in a lot of different ways, but certainly one of them is for that newcomer to town. But a lot of that is the other transitions that happen in the second half of life. Somebody who has worked full-time for 30, 40, 50 years, and then all of a sudden you're not, you know, how do you define yourself? How do I fill my time? How do I continue to have purpose in life when I'm not working anymore? America is such a work-driven culture. It's part of why we're a great country. But then when you're not working, who are you? And if the kids are launched and you don't have that role as much, who are you? And the Senior Center can help people find that purpose and that niche in life, whatever transition it may be, new to town, retired, maybe you've lost a loved one, maybe you're losing some of your physical or mental capacity and you're going through that transition, but how do I continue to use what I have? All those transitions happen a lot, and they're really challenging transitions, and the Senior Center is the place for people to help find. Not that we give people the answers. We're not a social service organization. We're very much an entrepreneurial, bottom-up, grassroots. We provide opportunities for seniors to do for themselves, do for each other, to do for our community.
Do you see for retirees that there's this transition, particularly in corporate America, where you're going hard for years and years and years, and then you end up retiring, and then you're trying to figure out, well, what do I do now? It seems like your folks at the Senior Center can help channel those energies and help somebody transition into kind of a new chapter in their life.
Absolutely. And we actually have a program called The Next Chapter. We have a peer reviewer or a peer coach that can work with you one-on-one. And again, not give you the answers, but help you find the answers about what do I want to do next? And, you know, some people have their kind of bucket list of what they've always wanted to do. Some people haven't thought of that because they have been so busy working, raising families, giving back to the community in different ways. And so we do have a Next Chapter program that's very much designed to help people with that. But for folks who don't necessarily need that much of a formal program, they can come in. And, you know, the world is your oyster at the Senior Center. There's so many opportunities to try new things. One of my favorite members there, Alice, I mean, every time we start a new program, she gives it a try. You know, we tried different dance moves. We did it. We tried the yoga, and she did that. We did started Feldenkrais. She did it. We started doing Nia for a while. She did that. We started Zumba Gold. She did that. You know, she just anything new, and she is rocking.
Yeah.
You know, she's living a very fulfilled life because she's willing and able to try new things thanks to the Senior Center.
Well, and I want to ask before we take a break, you personally have been in this role as the executive director of the Senior Center since 1999. That's a long time, but you have done such a great job of leadership, and you have been awarded the Leaders Leadership Award from
Leadership Charlottesville.
Leadership Charlottesville.
Leadership Charlottesville's Leaders Leader Award.
Congratulations on that. We're actually going to take a break, but when we get back, I want to touch on that. And then I also want to get into the big plans that you have over in the Belvedere community. This is Charlottesville Insights, Jeff Gaffney, and we're interviewing Peter Thompson with the Senior Center. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate Tree.
We really have a family culture. Our agents enjoy coming to work every day. They love Central Virginia and giving back to the community. And what better way than to help somebody call Central Virginia home? Check out our new website, realestate3.com. We just relaunched it recently, and there's all kinds of videos and great content for you.
Visit realestate3.com. realestate3.com.
Hello, this is Michael Buczynski with Movement Mortgage. My clients receive first-class service each and every time, and our unique 7-day clear-to-close system allows for a quick and seamless transaction. Our realtor-centric partnership with Real Estate 3 allows for Movement Mortgage to set the standard for quality and efficiency on loan transactions in the Charlottesville area. Please give me a call at 434-987-6712, and it'll be my pleasure to assist you.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
Michael Buczynski, NMLS 432414. Movement Mortgage LLC is an equal housing lender. NMLS 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. 877-314-1499. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed by the Virginia Bureau of Financial Institutions. MC 5112. Borrowers must qualify at closing for all benefits. Movement Mortgage is a registered trademark of Movement Mortgage LLC, a Delaware limited liability company.
This is the best real estate market that we've seen in Central Virginia for 5 years.
Jeff Gaffney, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3.
This is really the first time that I can say in a long time that it's really a great time for sellers, but it's also a great time for buyers. We're starting to see a lot more new construction sales in the market today, and we're expecting that to continue, and we're starting to see an increase in demand for that new inventory.
Visit realestate3.com.
Hi, I'm Pat Jensen, the manager for Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 329 North office. I've pretty much grown up here in the Charlottesville area and love Central Virginia. My son Chris works with me, and we enjoy helping people find the right home. We love it when the magic happens. You can reach us at charlottesvillelife.com or call 242-1554.
This is Jeff Gaffney of Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3. Join us every Sunday at 11:30 on 107.5 FM for Charlottesville Insights.
This is Charlottesville Insights with Jeff Gaffney, supported by Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate 3 on News Talk 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WCHV.
Welcome back to Charlottesville Insights. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us today we have Peter Thompson, the Executive Director of the Senior Center in Charlottesville. And Peter, before the break, I was congratulating you on winning the Leaders Leader Award from Leadership Charlottesville. Congratulations on that. I went through that program, Leadership Charlottesville. I think it's one of the best kept secrets in this town. It's a really great program. I was in the class of 2000. What did you get out of that?
Yeah, Leadership Charlottesville, even I was in the class of, I think, 96, so I would have been here well over 20 years already by the time I went through the program. And you think you know a lot about Charlottesville and then have a good network, and the power of learning more about everything about our Charlottesville-Elmore community, economic development, education, safety issues, demographic changing issues, housing and transportation, was just fantastic. I was really enlightened, so I learned a lot. I made about 30 new friends from the class, many of whom have continued to be good personal and professional friends that have been very helpful to me in ways that I could fill the whole half hour of this program talking about how building that network helped me in my personal professional life. And then you get access, you meet a lot of the city and community leaders that have continued to help me build my network too. So the combination of learning about our community and building your network makes Leadership Charlottesville a worthy time investment for anybody in the community who wants to be more involved in Charlottesville-Elmore.
And so today, if any of our listeners ever wanted to get involved in Leadership Charlottesville, do we just go to the Chamber website?
Yeah, I think it's sevillechamber.com, I think, is the website. If not, it's, certainly you could just Google it, and there's some good information about the program. I think they're accepting applications right now for the class that starts in the fall. So check it out, and I'd be happy if you want to call me at the Senior Center. I'd be happy to give a more full testimonial for the value of Leadership Charlottesville.
Okay, now I want to talk about the big plans that the Senior Center has. Can you let our listeners know what the future holds for the Senior Center, what you're hoping to do?
Well, we're excited about a vision to build even greater impact on our community thanks to the Senior Center. We've been around for 53 years now. We're one of the longest operating senior centers in the country, one of the longest operating institutions in our community. And one of the best, and that's not just by me saying that, but we won the Pinnacle Award in 2009 as America's premier community center serving all aspects of senior wellness. So we're very respected in our field, And we just had our accreditation visit in town this weekend, and we will achieve accreditation again this year for the third time. It's good for 5 years, so we have to renew it every 5 years. And those outside forces looking at us, they said, well, you know, they identify kind of some of why the senior center is great. And there's a few things. One is we have a very entrepreneurial spirit. We get no government funding, no city, no county, no state, no federal, never have for 53 years, not a penny of your tax dollars ever gone to support the senior center. We figure out a way to earn our own income through dues and fees and rental and newsletter ads, and then through private philanthropy from people like you and me in the community and a thousand of other friends. So that entrepreneurial spirit's really important. And one of the other things is the fact that we have never settled. Well, we've never settled. We've never rested on our laurels. We have grown and moved time and time again as the community needs more of us, and the community has grown and changed. And we're at that point again. We've been on our home at Pepsi Place that we're very proud and have benefited a lot thanks to the generosity of the Jessup family and many others. But at this juncture, generation after building it, there's two things. One is we've just simply outgrown the amount of space. We talked about the doubling of the senior population, Charlottesville, Albemarle, that we're in the midst of. We don't have enough space to meet the needs of the people in our community. And the other is that the needs, as we understand them, have changed dramatically. We talked about holistic wellness. But when the senior center was built 22 years ago, it was primarily built for social opportunities, which, as I talked about, remain vital to helping people stay vital. But we've learned a generation later about the value of physical fitness and intellectual wellness and the performing and visual arts and outdoor recreation. And we don't have the proper space to do any of those things properly. So we've for some time been looking for a new answer, and we do have a vision. We bought a property in Belvedere, which I think certainly any real estate folk know, but for people who are listening otherwise, Belvedere's right off of East Ryle Road, right there by the Covenant Church of God, right where K-Tech is, right where the John Warner Parkway connects with Ryle Road, right next to Dunlora. So that gives a couple different landmarks that people could find it. It's a beautiful neighborhood, 200 acres. It stretches all the way to the Rivanna River. And we picked Belvedere for several reasons, and we looked at dozens of sites. We talked to every developer in town, anybody who had any knowledge about commercial property. And we picked Belvedere because of its accessibility, its location. It's easy to find. The multi-generational aspect of it. The beauty of it. It's a beautiful piece of land, and the architecture is beautiful. The environmental sustainability, and it's a wellness community. We talked about the senior center and wellness, and it's perfectly aligned with that. There's already Fairview Swim and Tennis Club there. Saka has settled to build their soccer complex there. There's walking trails within Belvedere, and they connect to the Rivanna Trail system. There are sidewalks and crosswalks, which is a walking-friendly neighborhood. And now the future senior center, which we're terming the center at Belvedere, will be there as well. So it's a great spot for us. We have settled on the property, and we're in the process of raising the dollars to go vertical and build it and open it up.
Well, I was blown away when I saw your architectural drawings. This is not just another building. This is a beautiful piece of architecture that will just nestle right into the property at Belvedere, but it seems like it will be able to meet a lot of different needs of what you guys are looking for.
Absolutely. It's the first parcel when you pull into Belvedere, just before Cathcart's Reserve at Belvedere, so you can see it there. So it will be the gateway into Belvedere, and Bushman Drive's done a great job with the design. It'll be about 60,000 square feet, 3.5 times the size we have today. And it will be a beautiful contemporary building, and it will be able to provide, we'll have a gymnasium with a walking track. We'll have a fitness room with physical fitness equipment, two group exercise rooms with proper sprung floors and whatnot, none of which we have today. A whole suite of classrooms with proper acoustics, low ceilings, softer floors, and not having an aerobics group next door, none of which we have today. A 200-plus seat auditorium for our performing arts groups to rehearse and perform, none of which we have today, and an acre of outdoor recreation space. So all of that will meet the needs of our senior center that much better, and the folks age 50 and better. But one of the most important things is people age 50 and better increasingly don't want to just hang out with people age 50 and better, particularly those who choose to live in a college town like Charlottesville. They want to engage with all ages. And there's not a lot of great public places in our community where people can just brush up against a variety of ages. The Center of Belvedere will help provide that because of the types of spaces we provide. We'll be open 7 days a week, early and late, so people who are working or in school can come and enjoy the activities that we have. And the space we have will be available for a lot of community groups. There's not small auditorium space in town for small performing groups much. There's not much indoor physical fitness space, as you well know, for youth and adult basketball leagues and volleyball leagues and whatnot. There's a real dearth of that. We'll provide that. So it will radically improve how we meet the needs of our core population and really transform how we can be that much more of a multi-generational community center focused on Page people and 50 and better. But in order to meet those needs, they want to be able to engage with the broader aspect of our community, not just their age peers.
I also want to give a shout out to Bob Hauser and the good people over at Stonehouse that are developing the Belvedere community. Done a great job, and when I see where that community is today and then the project that Cathcart has done and now the senior center going in there, it's just going to be a home run. Congratulations to you, Peter Thompson.
We're really excited about it. We encourage people to look at seniorcenterinc.org or come visit us on Pepsi Place to learn more about what we do today and what we'll be doing in the future.
Peter Thompson, thanks for being on the show today, and you are such an asset to this community, a great leader in Charlottesville. Good luck to the Senior Center. Everybody have an awesome Sunday. This is Charlottesville Insights, and we'll see you next week.